This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. A pretty special weekend edition we have lined up because in the second hour of this show, we are introducing a new section of the KE Report, and it's going to be focused on politics. Al, we all know, has quite the passion for politics, so he will be bringing in the second hour with a very, very well-known guest, Dr. Ron Paul. I hope everybody enjoys that second hour, and please give us all the feedback you can for what you think of our continuing coverage on the political sphere as sort of a division of the KE Report. We are all very excited about that. Getting down to the first hour, we will be focusing on investing and some precious metals, also some of the moves that we've been seeing in the U.S. dollar. Whenever I talk about currencies, I always like to have on Axel Merck, president of Merck Investments. Axel, let's start off by talking about these new money market fund rules that came into effect mid this week. We are seeing some moves in LIBOR, but you know what? People have seen that these rules have been coming for a number of months. Can you give us your opinion of what these rules could mean in the bigger picture sense, please?
Sure, it's great to be with you. Well, many people's eyes glaze over when we talk about these things, but I do think these changes are enormously important. They might even, or they will, in my view, threaten the dollar as a reserve currency. Now, you might wonder, how do I make this leap? And indeed, yes, it didn't just, I mean, yes, the rules were phased in now, but this has been in the making. Think about what money market funds are or have been. Money market funds for many people are considered cash equivalent. You have a stable net asset value of one, and everything is perfect, everything is safe. Well, go back to 2011, for example. In 2011, half of prime money market fund holdings were in commercial paper issued by European banks, in U.S. dollars, of course, meaning European banks got most of its funding from U.S. money market funds. And guess what? Those weren't exactly the safest banks at the time. One brokerage firm we looked at had three-quarters of its holdings in those papers. So the story here being that money market funds have been an amazing funding source for the rest of the world. And the reason is that there was this perceived implicit guarantee because they're quote-unquote safe. Well, 2008, one failed. And now what these new regulations do is they basically say that, oh, that stuff that's not U.S. government is actually risky, and they have taken note. Investors have taken note by pulling their money, and we're mostly talking about institutional money market funds here. But what's happening basically, we've seen this backing up in LIBOR that you point out, meaning that the funding cost for European banks, anybody who doesn't have access to a Fed balance sheet, has gone up. And so what that ultimately means is that we have taken away that implicit funding advantage that others have had. And now if you think about when were money market funds introduced, they were introduced in the early 70s. And I allege that the kind of this funding advantage, the exorbitant privilege that the U.S. has had was really a regulatory abnormality, that U.S. money market funds kind of were this magnet where everybody tried to issue U.S. dollar-denominated debt because it was so easy through U.S. money market funds. And as that is going away, the world is going to reshape. More debt is going to be issued locally. And one of the things you're seeing that corporate America is now issuing euro-denominated debt, and I don't think that's a coincidence.
That's an interesting concept there, Axel. You're saying that you see the shift away from the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency because we will get back to more of a system where local currencies will, in a way, carry more weight. Countries can set themselves up with more of their domestic currencies.
Well, people had there was an implicit subsidy, and once you get a free lunch, you're going to take advantage of it. And that is one of the reasons why if you were an emerging market corporate and you get a discount on your interest rate when you issue debt, well, you're going to take advantage of that. And so there was this implicit guarantee because money market funds were perceived safe, and money market fund managers also worked with that assumption, that kind of drove a lot of dollar funding. Now, clearly, that's not the only factor. One of the reasons people issue euro-denominated debt is because interest rates are so down low in the eurozone. But all of that, I think, is one of the reasons why the dollar had been so popular as a funding currency. It's not because of the SDR changes, that's the reserve currency basket of the IMF, and it's not because, in my view, not even of oil being priced in dollars being the dominant thing. It's something as mundane as money market fund rules that have had a huge influence how the world has gotten its financing. If you think about it, if you are a corporate issuer in an emerging market, you issue dollar-denominated debt, and then you take it back because it got cheaper back into your home country for operation. That means you sell the dollar to buy that home currency, and then these countries saying, oh, we don't want our currencies to appreciate, and so they try to neutralize those sort of movements, and with that they get lots of treasury holdings. Well, a lot of the reason why I think we've had this dollar surge over the last 2 years until the end of the last year, and conveniently also decline on these treasury holdings, is due to those changes being obviously announced. This wasn't something that just happened a few days ago. This is something that has been in the making, and the market has been getting ready for this.
So, Axel, how does this play into your, let's start with medium-term outlook for the U.S. dollar? We've seen the U.S. dollar about 2 weeks ago start to break up. We followed through on that breakup, in especially last week. Do you think that the U.S. dollar will continue to strengthen? Because it sounds like people will get less interested in the dollar, and I don't see where the strength would come from then.
There is no easy answer to that. Let me give you the long-term answer first, because that one I strongly believe in is likely to happen. The long-term answer is that the U.S. dollar is going to be less used to issue debt in. It's going to be making the U.S. a less attractive place to issue debt in, and that's going to have an impact for everybody, ultimately, even though they're not directly affected for it immediately, is for the U.S. government. That means the funding cost for everybody in the U.S. should be going up a little bit compared to what it historically has been. And then the question is, what's the Federal Reserve going to do if U.S. debt levels are too high, funding costs are going to be pushed lower, which means real interest rates are going to be low. That would be bad for the dollar. It should be good for gold. Now, in the short to medium term, it's very difficult to say. And the reason it's very difficult to say, because people are using the U.S. debt markets for a whole variety of reasons. The example I gave you earlier of an emerging market person issuing debt in U.S. dollars, and then they sell the dollar to buy the local currency, well, that is neutralized by that foreign government. And if they disappear from the market, well, it's a wash. Now, if it's not hedged or neutralized, then suddenly what you can get is a dollar squeeze. Issuing dollar-denominated debt is the same thing as shorting the dollar, so to speak. And so if you then pay back the debt, that's akin to a dollar squeeze, and you can get a dollar rally in that. And I do think that a lot of that happened until the end of last year. The question is, has that run its course? But then the European insurance companies or this or that, so people hold the dollar for many, many different reasons, and it's very difficult to say what the short-term impact is going to be. In the medium to long-term, I think that funding advantage for the U.S. has been a huge benefit for the U.S. economy. It's allowed them pretty much kind of a free carry trade to invest in the rest of the world. If that is the diminishing, that's bad for the U.S. and the U.S. dollar, but whether the immediate and short-term impact is, it's very, very difficult to say.
So in the long term, though, you would say holding gold or at least some portion of gold is a nice protection here.
Well, it's a nice protection if you kind of take the next step and say that central banks will not allow borrowing costs to go too high. And in my view, we have the same problem in the U.S. as anywhere else, that we have too much debt and the incentive is there to keep the borrowing costs low, and we're just better at pushing the kind of the can down the road. And it's those sort of dynamics that will ultimately lead then to the weaker dollar and a stronger gold price.
Very interesting comments, Axel. I like the way that you are looking at these new money market rules, because you are right. Over the last couple months, we've heard a lot about these changes in the SDR and how that's going to threaten the U.S. dollar in terms of reserve status, but no one has looked at these money market fund rules the way you have. So I appreciate all of your time, Axel, all of your hard work. Always great having you on the show. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Managing Director, RBC Wealth Management, George Jarrow.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition, joined by a well-known guest on our show, Mr. George Jarrow. He is Managing Director over at RBC Wealth Management. George sends me an email every morning updating me on the open interest in the gold sector. And I find it interesting to see the changes that we have seen this year. Open interest earlier in the year was reaching record levels, but since we've been seeing a little pullback, George, let's get right into it and get your, first of all, data, but then also your opinion of the changes in open interest that we've been seeing and what they mean for the bigger gold market.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. I just wanted to mention open interest is the sum total of shorts and longs in futures contracts that we track and the sum total of longs and shorts in options on the futures that we track. So today we have an open interest of 505,577 in gold, which is up significantly from 486,380 last Friday. What that means is that we've had more people joining the long side of gold, because when open interest is up and prices are up and moving averages are up, that is generally called new business and more people hedging, buying, and trading in the gold market. So that has been happening for the last 3 days. Gold has been up today, taking a bit of a breather for a number of reasons. The dollar index is again above 98.25. That is an indication that things priced in U.S. dollars become more expensive for the world to buy. It also indicates that with the dose of Fed speakers, almost two a day for the last couple of weeks, echoing the hawkish tone of the market that there will be, and hopefully there is, an interest rate hike at the end of the year and the December meeting, because November 2nd, a lot of Fed heads will meet in Washington for a big meeting, but probably the meeting at which they will raise, according to what we have heard so far, is the December meeting, and that's borne out by the Fed futures on that, which is indicating about 70% for the Fed to be the Grinch that stole Christmas. So if anybody is going to be surprised by an interest rate hike in December, it will be those who have not read a newspaper or heard media or watched television.
Well, you are right, George. The consensus is that we will be seeing an interest rate hike in December. I still think there's a lot that can happen between now and then, but it definitely is something the markets are paying attention to. Let's talk about this decrease in open interest that we've seen in the gold sector. To you, does this mean that investors are losing a little interest in gold after riding the metal up quite nicely in the first part of the year?
Absolutely. What happened is that gold was off the investment allocators or fund managers' radar most of the year. For the first 6 months, you've had very good stock and bond markets, and you didn't need gold. And then, of course, you had Brexit that changed the complexion of the markets. Then you've had problems in the Far East. You've had Middle East problems. You've had political problems. You currently have political jitters on both sides. And so, yes, gold has suddenly come back after making a low in open interest in the last week. And now it seems to have brought some attention because price makes news.
Now, George, a lot of people and gold bugs out there look to this open interest number and say, there isn't even that much gold out there. This is ridiculous that the paper market is driving price. If everybody wanted to take possession of the gold on these paper contracts, there wouldn't be enough to fulfill it. And quite frankly, the price would then skyrocket. I look at it from an investment standpoint where there are investors that want to invest in this commodity, but not necessarily take possession. How do you feel about this argument?
Well, I feel the same way. I think that 5 to 10% of your portfolio assets in gold is almost like having the automobile and other insurance policies that you hope you never need and don't really pay that much attention to, except as a safety valve. And so gold, I think, has been for 5,000 years the best answer to losing purchasing power. Gold is portable, it's liquid, knows no political affiliation, and is convertible, which is the most important thing, into any currency or any other asset in the world. So that gold has a very, very important place in a portfolio. But I also don't think that there is that much of a shortage in gold. Gold mines operate continually. Gold mines sell forward in the markets in order to secure financing. Gold is an important and very large product in China, in Russia, in Canada, and of course in the south of the United States, in Mexico and other Latin countries, where you have gold, you have copper. And so I do believe that there's more than enough gold. Having seen how gold is tracked very carefully by the commodity exchanges in the depositories that must maintain the level of insurance equal to the amount of gold they hold. And, of course, gold is held in many countries, Switzerland and the Far East. And now gold is traded around the globe in many places, so there's a continuous market. We're also going to have some other products coming shortly from COMEX, such as a silver-gold ratio, a platinum-gold ratio, and a platinum-palladium ratio.
George, how do you think that these new products from the COMEX are going to impact the precious metals sector investment theme all around?
I think they're going to add to the possibility of arbitrage and hedging by the commodity funds that are continually looking for something different. And then, as you know, there'll be more traded in London. There'll be more traded in the Far East. And, of course, Shanghai, Mumbai, and Dubai have become important areas for gold traders as well.
So there is a lot of interest in trading gold around the world, but that is just what it is. It's trading gold. So that doesn't necessarily mean that gold's going to go skyrocketing up, does it?
No, it does not. As a matter of fact, gold generally does very well in a period of inflationary times, which we don't have now. And usually an event spiking gold does not last. So that should there be an unforeseen major political event or major disaster or other financial unknown, a surprise to the markets, and you do have a spike up in gold, those are not the kind of rallies that last.
All right, George. Always great chatting with you. Some great comments, as always, from George Darrow. Thanks for your time.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition and the first hour that is focused on what we normally talk about, finance, economics, and investing. I have a new guest on the line with me. His name is Mr. David Scranton. He is the CEO and founder of Sound Income Strategies and author of a new book called Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. If anybody's having a little trouble finding this book, Principle is not exactly spelled the way you would think it would be. If anybody has trouble, please go ahead, email me directly. I will send over the title of the book. David, let's talk about your book. And what I found interesting was it's not one of these how-to books in terms of different sectors or, let's say, even technical analysis. It's more looking inside an individual and understanding different principles, different foundations that a good investor would have. To kick us off, can you please explain a little bit about what your book is trying to teach people?
Of course. You know, there are dozens and dozens of books that talk about what I call the external game. They're basically how-to books. They're books that tell people when to buy and when to sell or how they should be allocated for a particular goal. That's all the external game. And in interviewing guests on my television show over the last year or so, multimillionaires and billionaires, I realized that the thing that separates those that are very successful versus those that perhaps are only moderately successful has very little to do with their rules or algorithms for when to buy and when to sell and how to be allocated. but it has everything to do with whether or not they have the inside game, whether or not they have the internal core values, and they think about money in the most empowering way. And, you know, I guess that shouldn't have been such a surprise to me, because I've been coaching and training financial advisors for years and years now. And I also find that the difference between those advisors that have phenomenal results for their clients versus those that have mediocre results, again, has a lot less to do with the buy and sell algorithms and the external game, but it has everything to do with the inside game and those core values.
So, David, a lot of the people that I talk to, whether they are individual investors or just friends looking at getting into the game, I find that a lot of people carry a lot of biases towards either certain sectors or even individual stocks. How does this play into your book, and how do people trust their gut but keep the biases out of the picture?
Well, biases have to do with people's paradigm. How they started investing and rules that worked for them early on created a bias that sometimes people carry throughout their lives, even when the markets change. The markets change and they don't change. So one of the seven core values is coachability. Are you coachable enough that when you're faced with a preponderance of evidence that a bias that you once had that maybe worked for you for a while is no longer working for you, are you coachable enough now to let go of that bias, to take this new empirical data and make a change? And also, are you a good enough leader, which is really another one of the seven core values? Do you have the leadership ability and the comfort to take the road less traveled when everyone else is still going down the other road because they still have all these same biases that you did? Are they willing to take the road less? Are you willing to take the road less traveled when you realize that those algorithms are proving those biases wrong?
So a lot that comes into biases as well is what you surround yourself with, whether it is articles or other investing professionals. How important do you think it is to surround yourself with not only people that maybe share ideas and are like-minded, but also people that look at markets and sectors in a different light, which I have to say is what we try to do on the KE Report by bringing on different aspects and different viewpoints in the market?
I think that's extremely important. And that's why, you know, it's funny, when we wrote the book, I thought this was great, but I didn't want it to be a lofty book that was in the philosophy section of bookstores. You know, that was my worst fear. I wanted this to be something that was very usable and tangible. And so what we did was we actually wrote questions for the do-it-yourself investor to ask him or herself for self-analysis purposes to determine whether or not that person has the right internal mindset to really be managing his or her own money. And then if the answer is no, then we have equipped them with questions to use when interviewing their financial advisor to determine whether or not their financial advisor has mastered the internal game, has the right core values. Because let's face it, you know, there's a lot of doctors that get into the medical field for the right reason, and there are a lot of doctors who get in the medical field for the wrong reason because it's their perception of how to make a great living. Well, the same is true in the financial field. So I wanted to help investors be able to ferret through those advisors that are in it for the right reason, that have the right mindset, from those that do not.
So, David, this all, when I was reading through your book, struck a chord with me in the sense that we've seen a lot of money flow out of managed funds and into big indexed ETFs. It means to me that everyone is doing more passive investing. How does this fit in with the core values, your book, and also your belief on the moves in the markets that we're seeing?
Well, I believe that if somebody's not getting value added, you know, what analysts call alpha, you know, and basically alpha just means, is a fancy word that, you know, for some reason I think Wall Street thinks that if you use words out of the Greek alphabet that you sound more intelligent, but it basically is where if your fund manager is outperforming an index, if he's in large cap stocks and he's outperforming the S&P 500, great, then he's adding alpha, he's adding value, and people usually don't mind paying a fee if they're getting better returns. But here's the scary reality is that 80 to 90% of advisors cannot beat those indices. Why? Because they haven't mastered the inside game. You know, they are basically investing not to make money. They're more investing not to lose money. And when you have that mindset, you know, the law of attraction says you're going to get more of what you focus on. In that case, that's losses. For those people who have advisors who are saying, you know, they're simply not outperforming the market indices, absolutely go to an index fund, go to an ETF, save yourself the fee. But be careful because, yeah, it also asks me about philosophy. Right now, the problem that I see is we have a lot of investors and, frankly, a lot of advisors that are what I call stuck in the 1990s mentally. You know, the 80s and 90s were the best stock market in U.S. history, so people got addicted to the stock market. So if you think about it, their paradigm quickly became, gosh, if I take more risk, I get more return. And that worked for a while, but clearly, since the turn of the century, that hasn't worked so well. So I tell people that, you know, right now with markets at an absolute record high, you really need to be careful. You really need to question how much money you want exposed to something that's at a record high, where a lot of people know full well that we have 200 years of history in our stock market here in the United States that says that we have to have a drop at some point of 30% or more in our overall stock market.
Well, and that's an important topic that I want to quickly touch on here is, how important in your eyes is it that investors don't get too complacent and even if they have money in the markets, that they have at least some form of protection?
Yes, you've got to do one of two things. First of all, it's very, very important because, again, right now what a lot of people don't realize is that if we didn't have at least a 30% drop from today's levels, we'd literally be breaking three world records regarding the stock market. So there's two types of investors that can protect themselves from this. The first is a really active investor that has one finger on the trigger, ready to pull the trigger when the drop starts. There's a lot of people out there doing that. In fact, that's the reason why we've had so much volatility in the markets as of late. But the other school of thought is those that say, you know what, I'm not going to play that game. You know, if I'm in the casino, but I can make a choice whether I want to play that game or not. And they say, well, we can invest for interest and dividends instead of growth. You know, there's no law that says investing means you have to cross your fingers and toes and hoping to get growth or capital appreciation. You can invest for the bird in the hand. You can invest for a fixed interest payment or a fixed dividend payment. And in today's interest rate environment, what a lot of people don't realize is you can actually get maybe 4 to 6% average return in those types of things with a lot less volatility than the overall stock market.
Well, David, unfortunately, we are out of time, but I will have you back on the show to discuss some of these higher interest return, more safe investments that you just mentioned there. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with one of my favorite guests, Byron King.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, and the only hour where we will be talking more investing, economic, and financial themes. The second hour, as we mentioned on the onset, is dedicated to the new division of KER, which is KER Politics. To wrap up this first hour, I have Byron King on the line with me. We chatted with Byron just over a month ago about his new newsletter with Jim Rickards, another fan and contributor to our website. And Byron, I wanted to bring you back on to discuss what we've seen in the gold market recently, and that is the breakdown, more or less a technical breakdown below $1,300. What is your general takeaway from this recent pullback that we've seen, not only in the actual precious metal, but also in a number of the stocks as well?
Okay, well, it's great to be with you again. Thank you for having me on. What we saw over the summer was post-Brexit, gold rose up in, you know, at the end of June and into July, and then it did pretty well until about maybe the first week of August. And then all summer, all August and into September, we had the Federal Reserve, you know, talking it down, talking interest rates. Oh, you know, we're going to raise those rates. You know, from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, oh, we got to raise those. But they didn't raise, they didn't raise. They had a couple chances to do it, but they didn't do it. But still, gold and then gold mining shares, drifted down August and September. There's no question about it. Watch the chart. And then about 3 weeks ago, finally, the feeling sunk in. People looked at the calendar and said, oh, wait a minute. There's only two more Federal Open Market meetings left. There's one in like the first week in November, and there's no absolute way, absolutely not, would they raise interest rates 3 or 4 days before the election. No way. But the next Federal meeting is in the Fed meeting is in December, December 15th. And so they probably will. They will have their annual interest rate raise on middle of December, December 15th. So about 3 weeks ago, the market figured it out. British pound fell. You know, a whole lot of the gold fell A lot of things fell, shares fell, but you notice if you watch the chart and you put, say, the 200-day moving average on there, the gold price fell down and it just sort of bounced around that 200-day moving average, did not crack through and did not go below it, and now it seems to be drifting back up. So that with that set up, with that, you know, setting up the bowling pins that way, let me throw my ball down the alley here and make my prediction that we will see gold prices drift a little bit up, a little bit down, no big shockeroos, unless some big global event happens, of course, no big shockeroos until the election, until November 8th, November 9th, when we wake up. The market has pretty much priced in that Hillary will win. The market has priced out that Trump could win. I mean, you know, if Trump could possibly win, I mean, you'll see an incredible, you know, swing, you know, on November 9th, you know, should Trump win. But we don't want to go there because this is not the political hour. This is the gold hour. But I'm just saying that from a trader, investor or trader slash standpoint, you know, there is that trade there, you know, go long gold, go short the S&P just in case Trump wins. But anyhow, towards the end of the year in December, we will absolutely have the interest rate increase. But most of that is already priced into the price of gold on the day of the event. Yeah, sure, you know, the traders will do their thing because traders have to trade. Then gold price might go down, but it's going to come back up again real quick. But then, after they raise interest rates, the economy will utterly, completely tank. The stock market will crash 10 or 15% within the next month, the end of December into January. And so whoever gets sworn in to be the next president of the United States would be facing, you know, just a massive market meltdown, the economy flat on its back, and, you know, it'll be a total, complete mess. But, and so what that means is that the Fed's just going to say, okay, we did what we had to do. We raised interest rates just so we could lower them. We're going to lower them. We don't care anymore. We're just going to throw money into the system, and it's going to be inflationary. We've got to trigger that inflation, and so that's good for gold. So maybe that's a little bit longer of an answer than what you're looking for.
Well, that's an interesting comment there, Byron, with the swings that we could be seeing in December and even kicking off next year. But it sounds like you are of a similar mindset to me that gold will be kind of trendless for the next 2 months as we move into the end of this year. And you know what? Even if gold closes around where we're at right now, let's say even if it closes at 1260, that's still a very good year for gold, really, when you consider what happened over the last 4 or 5 years when gold was moving down. So overall, I think that that would be very positive, but I do want to get into what you write about in your newsletter and cover some of the companies, or at least sectors that you cover. You break down companies in three different categories: explorers, developers, producers. When you're looking at each one of these categories, right now, where are you seeing the value, and what are some keys that you're looking for in companies?
Well, you always look for, you know, for the best kind of company inside each group. I mean, I like, you know, an explorer is different to a developer, different to a producer. Explorers, you know, literally throw money down holes in the ground, but that's what they do. And the idea is that if you throw money down the right hole in the ground, you know, you can get all that money back in vast multiples. I mean, you know, a company that we've talked about before would be Auryn, A-U-R-Y-N Resources, which is an explorer that, I mean, I think they deliver incredible value for every exploration dollar. You know, they explore in the high Canadian Arctic. They've got a sort of a closeology play to the Golden Triangle up in northern British Columbia, and then they've got this incredible acreage down in Peru. Auryn is a fabulous explorer, as explorers go. In terms of developers, I mean, one company that I like quite a bit, and a lot of people do, is Victoria Gold up in the Yukon. It is a fully permitted gold project with road access and everything else. It is literally ready to go. It's ready for somebody to buy and build the mine. You know, I mean, they have done everything you need to do to develop their project, Victoria Gold, up in the Yukon. In terms of producers, you know, you've got some right at the cusp edge, you know, late stage developers who are about to become producers. I mean, like TMAC up in the high Arctic, or Pretium Gold, which, you know, they've pretty much built what they need to build, and they're planning to be, you know, fully up and running in 2017. You've got early stage producers, a company like Torex down in Mexico, 350,000 ounces a year or something like that, incredibly low prices, low cost, for, you know, for the gold that they do produce. So when these guys are at, you know, swing from, you know, late stage development into early stage production, or like Torex, as they get their system up and running and get it all tweaked and peaked, they're going to be producing more and more gold into what we consider to be a higher price environment. So they're going to produce more gold and sell it for more money, and they are leveraged to the upside.
Byron, one thing that sticks out to me is all these locations that you're saying where these companies are, they're in fairly safe jurisdictions and well-known mining exploration areas. Is that where you're focusing at the bottom of a bear market? Because quite frankly, everything gets cheap at the bottom of a bear market, so why not focus on proven areas?
Well, the answer is yes, we do focus on the safe jurisdictions. I mean, I'm willing to drift a little bit outside, and you'll probably see that in the rest of 2016 or 17 in terms of where we go with some of the ideas. But I like safe jurisdictions at this stage because, quite frankly, what we saw at the bottom of the market in 2015 and 14 and 13, we saw projects that were, you know, where the costs were going out of control, where, you know, in a declining price environment, in an environment where it was difficult to raise money, and then you compounded it with resource nationalism and just basic greed and criminality in other parts of the world. And my view is that there are too many good projects in safe jurisdictions like the Yukon or like Nevada, you know, or like, you know, like Mexico, you know, the parts that are under control. There are too many good projects in the good places to screw around with risking the, you know, the readers and the shareholders' money in, you know, with even good projects in dicey jurisdictions. Look what's going on in the Philippines right now. Philippines has a few, you know, gold companies there. The Philippines is just announcing to the whole world yesterday and today that they are separating from the United States like a divorcing couple or something like that. All of a sudden, that place becomes a jurisdictional risk, and that's good because that's, you know, it's not good, but I mean, I don't have any investments there, you know. I don't have any recommendations there. If I did, I would be definitely reconsidering them right now. And so I'm looking for nice, safe jurisdictions where things can get done. I'll look at everything. I'll look at, you know, I'll look all over the place. But right now, there are too many good prospects in safe jurisdictions, and you may as well pick up on those.
Well, Byron, I do agree with you that focusing on safe jurisdictions, especially at the bottom of the market, is the smart and, I think, safer play. So I hope investors understand what Byron is saying and take note of his newsletter. If you want any more information, his newsletter is Jim Rickards Gold Speculator with Byron King. Byron, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. I will be seeing you very shortly down in New Orleans for the New Orleans Investment Conference. Everybody, stick around for the second hour of the new KER Politics Show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.